something that will please him. I pray very deeply to Srimati Radharani, the Prabhupada, what to do. And it seemed very clear that for my life, take shelter of such a self advice now, pure devotee, that I should arrive or not. It's a very rare, rare thing. The guru is a Varapriya Saki, Varapriya Jana, not of this world, coming down. And his mercy is infinite, and his love is infinite. And to Chaturani, to meet the connection a few years ago, which I'm most obliged. When you get to know Chaturani Maharaj, somehow something takes over in your life and your heart. And just by seeing him and hearing him, hearing his katha, throughout the scriptures, the most vital things that we hear, Harikata, from the lips of a pure devotee. We don't know our fortune by being in this room with Srila Rai Maharaj. We can't even imagine how fortunate we are. I don't even know how this has really come about. What do you think of my doing? It's from a higher world that arranges this. To understand Guru Tattva is a very, very deep thing. And without a question of a doubt, in my heart and life, Srila Prabhupada would be very happy that we take shelter in here of our divine guardian, Srila Narayana Maharaj. All he wants to do is help us in any way that we need help. So affectionate, so loving. Hopefully, we'll stay here for a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. And what I've seen with the devotees that are with them is such a loving family. And they're helping me in a lot of ways because Srila Narayana Maharaj reflects that in their heart. We want to make it as comfortable and pleasant for our Gurudev to be here. And it's simply his mercy that he is here. Our most intimate associate, the Radhapriya Saki, or the divine companion of Srimati Radharani, and the close associates of Mahaprabhu come down to this world. And it's those persons who can really change our lives, change our hearts to the highest degree. When Gurudev asked me to say something, I don't know what to say. I'm a little bit overwhelmed. So, all the devotees coming here, I thank you personally. Thank you very much. And if there's anything I can do to help you, to assist you, while you come and visit, please let me know. Because Gurudev is not happy till all the Vaishnavas are taken care of.
This is one of the verses which indicates that our movement, which we are participating in Kali Yuga, very fortunately and enjoyed in by the grace of sadhus. And just like this movement coming from the Sankirtan movement from the church of Goloka Vrindavan, similarly, the Vaishnavas manifesting this mood in our sampradaya, and especially Srila Narayana Maharaj, who is well known of his scholarship and dedication and his purity of being a Vaishnava. And I myself, as this Prabhu, Srivandra Prabhu, expressed, that he himself feels very fortunate and he's unable to express how fortunate he is. So I myself express the same because to associate is a real Vaishnava is very rare. It tells the scriptures that those who have surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna can sanctify those who come in touch with them. Whereas the Ganges of the water can sanctify someone of the common use. So you see, I'm sure many of you have been in India and have taken baths in the Ganga, but you may express how much effect it had on your consciousness. You don't know. But by just a glimpse of associating a pure Vaishnava can change your heart and your whole consciousness and existence. So this was very important, that always have sadhusanga, which is always emphasized. But sadhusanga doesn't mean that only just listen and avoid any service. Very fast in the Parikrishna Sevaya must be applied when it comes to as guru. Tadikharam sabguru evan yogati sanipanam sodhiyam brahmanishtam, which means when you come to a guru, you with folded hands, you stand at his lotus feet and ask for seva, seva dasha, not bogya dasha. And this way, we can attain our perfection and go back to Godhead with a very short time. And this is a phrase that I'm using, because by just telling you all these things may be very poetical and be so sound beautiful, but it's practical. Spiritual life is not theoretical, but also practical. Both must hang in hand, because we live in the world of duality, practical and theoretical. And if you neglect any of them, then we have to take birth again. Of course, nothing wrong with it, as long as we are situated in Krishna consciousness with Krishna. Whether you're taking a lower birth, a hog or a dog or whatever, makes no difference, because Uttava is praying for becoming a grass in Vrindavan. So if you have this Vrindavan consciousness, whether you are here in Yukai, Vrindavan is not a geographical or a place, but it's a consciousness. And now we have Vrindavan fully manifesting here by the grace of a pure devotee who took the burden to come here so many kilometers away from geography, that name, because he's not away from Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is right here. I'm talking about Vrindavan. I hope I love
you. Very good.
To understand that the Vrindavan is a consciousness and not a place that you go there and go for shopping. You understand? Most of the time we go to Vrindavan, what do we see? Go to Vaikuntha and buy of the Lord. We have business there to satisfy the life who needs new saris and new bangles, isn't it? And the new car we need. But you never make a mistake. Of course, maybe you have to do it in the household and duty, but also never forget to take baths in the Yemen and Rarakun, especially, and take Parikram. And the most important thing, go to a saint who is well known to take the holy dust of his lotus feet. Because we go to a temple, then there is only a sadhu. If there is no sadhu in the temple, you go there, and what will happen to you? The people will rip you off for money. He doesn't need anything. Mona, do you need anything?
He wants to give something.
But if you ask also him with something material, he cannot give you. He will teach you. Because Guru has two very powerful Shakti. Kripana and Manchana. One of my Guru Maharaj, of many, have Srila Gauranga Maharaj. He always said that if you come to me, alright, you know, but if you come with the duplicitous motif, I will give you one chana, and you go away for eternally. You understand? You be there with that rubbish you get out of me, because I give you whatever you need. You understand? Nice car, nice house, everything, and then you have to take birth again so many times, and so many karma you come up on your head. You understand? So take seriously, Maharaj. You said he is your guru. So please take seriously and surrender to him fully. Dandabhas is not just only to Dandabhas, Maharaj, but fully, and take the impossible term. So I don't want to extend, because I want to listen more to my own voice. And please excuse me, I this is what I want to say, because I come here, Krishna twist me around all the way. And I went to, I know the title of this story, but an astrologer in Vrindavan, and he told me that you're going to be half told by a gopi. And I was wondering, I don't have any gopi because I'm a brahmachari. I don't have to see any women. So I was wondering in my mind, who is the person? And then it's revealed. I cannot avoid any further, but I have to turn this. So I hope this simple man like me, and I benefit his holy association, and benefit association of all of you. Because all my brothers are here, they're all my brothers and brothers, because we are one family. Whether you are woman or man, the designation, we are one family. So we should not, of course, discrimination must be there, don't mix, you know, but. but we are one family, and we should keep it that way.
Rio!
So Mahaprabhu is giving his own frame to chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
But it's just not Nam Sankirtan, but it's Prema Sankirtan. It's imbued with the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, the Prishvati. And specifically, it's imbued with the mood of the Dhoti, more specifically Srimati Radharani. A Pamanam Yogi, the Tathagata, that he's so munificent that he's given to the Apamas, to one and all, not just those who may come from Brahmin families or who have so many qualifications, but Apama. Apama means he's given to the lowest. Apama Yogi, the Tathagata, Krishna Janitya, Samahantabhaya. So to that Lord Krishna, we pay our obeisances. So Mahaprabhu, he comes, and he's given the holy name, imbued with this Vraj Bhakti, Vraj Prem. And he departs, but following from him are his very intimate associates. The Vendanath Prabhu is explaining such intimate associates, they are Gaur Priyajana. They're very dear to Mahaprabhu. And also, they're Radha Priya Sakhi, the intimate associates of Srimati Radharani. And they are always on the earth, traveling and benedicting the fallen conditioned souls. Not just with Nam Sankirtan, but with praying Nam Sankirtan. Rupa Goswami, Sinat Goswami, Sis Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, Srila A.C. Bhakti Nathur Swami Prabhupada. So, these persons, they're intimate associates of Mahaprabhu, and they have this bright frame. And in the mood of Mahaprabhu, they're going and they're giving the holy name, and internally also, they're tasting. So, I'm feeling very, very fortunate because first coming in contact with spiritual life through ISKCON, I joined in 78. Srila Prabhupada had left the planet in 77, so I never met Srila Prabhupada physically. And I was initiated first by Jaya Chitran, and he fell down, then by Bhagavan, he fell down. And then I was very fortunate to come in contact with very great Mahabhagavan, His Holiness Srila Gaurabhagavan Swami. And I got a little taste of what it is to come in contact with such rare personalities who carry this mood. Where they go, then this atmosphere is there. Even if one is very, very sick, still, just in their presence, a special atmosphere, which is carried by Rasika Bhakti, permeates. And where they go, a festival is there. So when I came, I just thought, Chaitanya Chandra, don't worry. Rude is coming, everything's done, it's just gonna happen. Because wherever they go, they have Krishna, and everything just happens very, very nicely, very Krishna, very sweetly. It says, Krishna Setu Man, Krishna Dite Pan, Toma Rakati Ante, Amito Kandala, Krishna Krishna Bori, Dharita Brahmate Nare. That such Vaishnavas, they have Krishna within their heart, Krishna Setu Man, and they can give. And they're giving Krishna, Krishna Diteva. Soma Satityati, Amito Kandala. So, we who do not have Krishna, but we aspire to serve Srimati Radharani Krishna, then we just follow such Vaishnavas to do whatever service as beggars and just begging, please give me Krishna, give me Krishna, give me Krishna, Krishna. So, somehow, I don't know how, but actually, I know how, just by the mercy of my spiritual master, my Bhikshu Guru, Gaurabhagavan Swami, I was able to take to whatever limited degree I was able the association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. And I am feeling so fortunate and so happy that somehow I'm able to be in this situation. Actually, I'm a blind person. I don't know who is who. But within my heart, I just feel so safe in his association. I do not know philosophy. I don't know anything. But I just know that what he says, I can follow and it's right. I may not know what it is, where it's not. I try to know, but I'm so limited. What can I know? So, this is the mercy of my spiritual master, that he has directed me in this way to be very safe, very soothing, very sweet lotus feet of Shiva Bhakti Jansen Rama. And we see that he's so merciful that just before coming, in India, there was talk of operation, heart operation, so many things. And then finally, it was decided, no, it's okay, he doesn't have to have the heart operation. Then in Delhi, they arranged some programs, and they take him all over Delhi. And he's so obliging that he doesn't say no, and he just goes. And when different words went here and there, and he goes and he speaks. But then he came down with pneumonia 2 days before. And then the doctor said, okay, it's all right to travel. And now, such late age, such physical, so many impediments, he's coming and just giving. And heart is so soft, but determination is so strong, that Guru Deva said that he will keep on coming till his last breath. How fortunate we are that he has so much, and he's just coming to give. One time in England, he said that Swamiji, he has ordered me. So whether they like it or not, I will take the medicine and I'll force it in their mouth.
Haribo!
Shiva Bhakti Dasanari Maharaj. Yeah. So this is Sadhu Vaidya, transcendental physician. He knows just how much to give to whom, how, where, every situation. So in his association, we don't have to worry about a thing. There's a song, you don't have to worry about a thing. With Gurudev, you don't have to worry about a thing. Just sit down, just take it in, enjoy, serve, and in this way we can please Gurudev, and we can please Srila Prabhupada and the sister succession, which says that the first one place I heard, maybe it's in Prabhupada's book, says Acharya, something like Rakshana, that the first duty of Acharya is to protect the Sampradaya. So, Gurudev is coming, and he's protecting the Sampradaya by re-establishing proper spiritual principles, re-establishing proper Siddhanta. And sometimes we do not want to take, but he is so kind that he's just fortunate for him. But he's so sweet that once he comes, one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, that's it. But like they say, if you go to Bansiwat and come in contact with that blue boy with his tribandalita roof playing the flute, then you forget family, society, friendship and love. So you come and you hear the sweet Harikatha coming from the lips of Shiva Gurudev, then Krishna in that form, then after that then come mad and just follow the traveling road show, the transformation. So I have, guess I could say more, but I don't think there's any need. But I'm just very, very fortunate and grateful. And I just pray to Vaishnava to please help me, pray for me that I can be an instrument for my Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaurabhadana Maharaj, by being an instrument for Srila Bhakti Vedasana Raya and purifying my heart, and to whatever degree I can do to
help. Since then he's learning the shit. So grant that this is at least 5 minutes. So, what is the aim and object of mine to come here and to go there?
Om Jai Sindhamasya Yananjana Shirati Chakshuru Nivitam Tasmai Sri Guru Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Padaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Shamati Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Padati Kaya Kriyati Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Shri Krishna Vila Kataneya Sudaksham Adorya Madhurya Gunai Sriyuktam Varam Varenyam Purusham Mahantam Narayanastam Shirsha Nama Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namami Gaura Trishayi Namo Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kansa Radha Kansa Namokstute Sapta Kanshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshri Krishna Kandasate Devi Pranamami Haripe Vanita Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Pratitanam Pavanejo Vaishnavejo Namo Vrindai Tulasi Devi Aitriya Yeti Shabhasya Krishna Bhakti Kare Satya Bhadami Namo Namo Dalitri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sri Guru Bhagavandhu Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Our beloved Srila Prabhupada, the Divine Great Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, ventured forth to the Western world to deliver the divine teachings of his beloved Gurudev Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and the entire disciple succession back to Six Goswamis and Srimad Mahaprabhu. His mission was to distribute the same teachings that the Acharyas distributed to the world. We know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami personally in the highest tenets of the bhakti path. And he instructed them that they should distribute this to the world in the form of writing so many shastras. And they were to convey to the world why Mahaprabhu, why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world. So many wonderful shastras they composed, so many divine shlokas full of so much tattva, so much depth they gave to the world on his order. And they revealed the purpose of his descent. There is the prayer we pray to Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Hyam Tadati Sva Padantikam. That Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, he fulfilled the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mano abhishtam, his most heartfelt, his deepest desire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to distribute to the jiva souls something which had not been given previously. For so many yugas, even Sri Krishna himself came, descended 5,000 years ago, but he did not distribute the transcendental praying very easily. One has to be very, very qualified to have this praying. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world, and we know from our acharyas that this is Krishna himself again coming, but coming especially with very great mercy, completely endowed with the merciful nature of Srimati Radhika, and to distribute this mercy to the world, and to taste very special internal desires that Krishna has. We have heard the three internal desires of Sri Krishna. I'll not elaborate because I want to make this short. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended, he came to distribute very freely to all of Jiva souls who are suffering in Kali Yuga. We are in the lowest position, the most fallen, the most patita, but he came to elevate all the fallen conditioned souls, and not just to elevate them even to Vaikuntha, but only to give them the highest Raja Prem, the love of the Raja Bhaktis for Krishna. And even more specific than that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give to the Jiva souls their highest possible attainment for the Jiva. And this is the most esoteric understanding of our disciple succession. That is Radha Daksyam, the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. In our disciple line, all of our acharyas are in this Madhurya mood of Radha Daksyam. And they represent the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on all levels, but specifically they are pointing in this direction, that we should desire, that we should develop lobha, some kind of greed, that we want to have this thing. Why? Because it is the very highest, it is the greatest treasure, it is the most sublime truth. And this is the very purpose for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended. So Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Divine Master, came to the Western world to give to all the jivas ultimately the same thing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to give. But it is not always possible to give until there is some qualification, some what is called adhikar. So some adhikar has to be created. So he gave so many processes, the very process that we are trying to pursue in our lives. The chanting of Maha Mantra, the association of sadhu, sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat shravan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He gave Srimad Bhagavatam to the world. He gave all of these different methods of bhakti, and he emphasized to us that we should try to go deeply, try to dive deep into this. But his time was not so long with us. He was only with us for a few years. It is not overnight that one can achieve this highest level of bhakti. It may be a number of lifetimes. But he started everyone on this path. He came to the Western world and took anyone from any position to start them on this path of bhakti. And so, when he left, he had accomplished so much, but yet he wanted to do so much more. He was asked once, in 1975, that if you are able to complete the translation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, then what will you translate after that, Srila Prabhupada? Will you translate perhaps Mahabharata or Vedanta Sutra. And then Prabhupada responded that these scriptures are not so important to us in terms of bhakti. But the scriptures, the shastras which have been given by the Goswamis, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, these are very specific, very helpful for us to go deep into bhakti. So he tried to give in the time span that he had, Chaitanya Charitamrita he gave. In part, he gave part of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You may ask, well, how is that? If he translated all the verses. Yes, but the Acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they gave so many further explanations for so many of the shlokas. But he intended also to give that later. At that time, he gave what we could understand. So it was his intention that progress would continue to be made. And in order to ensure that his disciples would continue to go forward in bhakti, he established an entire society whereby everyone can have sadhu sangha. We can associate with one another and we can go forward. But what is most essential is the type of sadhu sangha. Srila Rupa Goswami describes that real sadhu sangha means that you are associating with someone who is in the same mood and who is very affectionate and who is also superior to oneself. That is real sadhu sangha. So, in our society, there were certain levels of sadhus available at the time when Prabhupada disappeared. But certainly, there was a necessity for much more advanced sadhu sangha like Prabhupada in a higher caliber. So, Srila Prabhupada personally asked Srila Narayan Maharaj at the time when he was departing from this world. He called him and held his hands in his own hands and requested him that you please perform my samadhi burial with your own hands. With tears in his eyes, Prabhupada asked like this. And Prabhupada asked, he told him, he said, I have brought so many of these, my disciples, to Krishna consciousness. And they have made some progress, but there is so much more progress required. You please help them to go higher in bhakti. And at that time, Srila Narayan Maharaj responded to Prabhupada, I will do as you order. I accept you as my Sikh Guru, and I will take your order on my head, and I will carry out to my last breath. So he has come here, and for the last 18 years, since Prabhupada's disappearance, he has continually been giving so much guidance, so much help. Anyone that is coming to him, he is openly, freely giving from his heart so much help and guidance. And now he is venturing forth, as Govinda Bhakta Prabhu said, in old age, he is coming, undergoing so much difficulty. Why? Because he wants to give the mercy that is in his heart, that he has received from his beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj, and the disciples of mine. So we are, our family is one. There are not differences. Some people may misunderstand that there are some differences, but there is no difference. The teachings of our disciples of mine are one. And we are very, very fortunate to be in the presence of a personality who has actually tasted these higher moods and bhavs of Krishna consciousness. And he can convey them to us very sweetly, very beautifully. The shloka I just recited, Shri Krishna Lila Sunesu Daksham Adhurya Madhurya Gunaishta Yuktam. This is describing that Srila Narayan Maharaj is very expert, Sudaksham, in describing the sweet lilas of Radha and Krishna, and the Vrajavasis with Krishna, and also the beautiful leelas of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And those of us who have had opportunity to travel with him, to be with him, we literally find ourselves swimming in this nectar. So much happiness, so much bliss. And it is our desire that somehow or other we can assist in his mission. Because his mission is the same mission that of our beloved Srila Prabhupada. So on this auspicious day, we pray at the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj that he bless us and bestow upon us his mercy in the form of this beautiful Krishna Katha, and stay with us many, many more days and years so that we can go forward as all of our gurus want us to. Gaura Prema Rande.
Bhudhat Prabhu is very sincere, sincerian Vaishnava. He has served so much to Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj from his days when he started preaching in Western countries. He is also a very renowned astrologer. He told me that a evil preach of our whole world. I could not think even that I will go to all countries, but he told that you will be able to go, and everywhere you can evil preach. So I am saying that of his astrologer. I want to make him an astrologer of Guru Vrindavan, kind of Bhagacharya. You know, he was so much astrologer in the whole world. So I wish that he should be disciple of Bhagacharya and he should serve Krishna and Radha and all others. He will speak some four lines that why he has come here. He is helping so much. I think that all are helping me to preach the same thing, same message, same object that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to preach. Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Manobhistam, he told. After that, Sagnath Goswami, New Goswami. Narottam Thakur, Krishna Das Kavyaj Goswami. And after that, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Baldev Vidya Bhushan. After that, Srila Bhakti Nam Thakur, and after that, Srila Bhakti Sriharam Saraswati Goswami Guru. And after that, my Guruji, Nitya Lila Prabhu Swami Vishnu Parasikam Bhakti, Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and my Sikha Guru, Reverend Ashtota Saraswati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And as he told that he has ordered me to help his devotees in so many ways. So I want that he should tell four lines something.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that I take very seriously Maharaj's blessing, and I covet that more than anything else. And I don't know what I'm going to do to make sure that I get delivered to that post. But I'll ask all of you to second his blessing so that I get there. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Just a few words. We all are part of a fantastic, wonderful spiritual society. Sometimes our acharyas have described how that society is manifest to the external eye, and sometimes our acharyas have described how that society appears to be unmanifested. By material calculation, it's very difficult to determine how this spiritual sangha is actually working in the deepest way. One thing is for sure, and speaking as an astrologer, I can say that all of the devotees of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj, all of these devotees, all of these Vaishnavas are great souls and great saints. We live in the Kali Yuga, and sometimes the dirt of the Kali Yuga covers us or affects us in the way that we execute our service. There's a great deal of dirt in the Kali Yuga. And at different times, all of us here, we're big boys and girls, we're all mature, we've been through a lot. We know that those forces which are inimical to the